Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Love the game. We all know that love, along with praise and gratitude, is one of the attitudes that keeps you polarized to kingdom consciousness. So it is my advantage that I truly do love this game. And I love that based on the ingenuity of its creator, everywhere I turn, there is something amazing to behold. I am awestruck when contemplating the human body being replicated in 9 short months, or with broken bones and serious wounds healing, or with cut hair and nails growing, or watching a child crawling, walking, and then running as she stretches to become a man or a woman. I am blown away while walking through a prolific garden, experiencing the colors and fragrances, or watching the large variety of animals grazing and cohabiting as I ride the plains on safari, or marveling over the sizes, shapes, and colors of the fish I see while snorkeling near a living coral reef. My heart skips a beat when I can actually see the Milky Way or the Aurora Borealis, or when the sun breaks the horizon, or while staring at a full moon after watching it nightly go through its stages to arrive there. I stop and give thanks each time I enter the produce department of a grocery store, knowing that the colors, fragrances, shapes, and nutritional value of each item was a well-thought-out present that was created solely with our enjoyment and well-being in mind. I love music, listening, singing, dancing, entertaining, all of it. And music is everywhere, all the time. Every living thing is expressing itself through song, and if you are quiet enough, you can hear it with your heart's ears. I love traveling, going from country to country, seeing new sights, smelling new aromas, tasting new food, people watching in different airports, and simply being in unfamiliar, familiar spaces. Speaking of people watching, I love the diversity of the human family. I am inspired while contemplating the gifts and contributions of the various ethnic groups, the strength of purpose of the white, the movement and grace of the black, the ingenuity and creativity of the yellow, and the peaceful spiritual nature of the red. I love that we can put rockets on the moon, information on microchips, and watch and communicate with people on the other side of the globe using such a small percent of our cranial capacity. And I love the fact that there is so much more to look forward to when God is truly welcomed to stream through the human instrument. I love our ability to utilize the 4 ascension pillars, guilt, projection, mirroring, and forgiveness. These tools make it possible to learn and to master this game. The way it is set up, we are not shooting in the dark. We get to know how we got in the game, and more importantly, we get to know how to win it. I am thankful for the Egyptian ascension metaphor starring Osiris, Isis, Horus, and Set. Review: say yes to the goddess, say yes to life. The metaphor is short, clear, and informative. Because of it, I have a better understanding of the inner workings of the game, and knowing how it ends gives me confidence that we all will ultimately win. While traveling through Egypt and observing all of the information that has been left on the temple walls for our transformation and awakening, or while visiting other countries, Peru, India, China, England, Mexico, etc., I am constantly amazed by the fact that the whole planet is one giant game board. Everywhere I look, I see clues that could potentially pull us out of the amnesiac trance that plagues humanity. I appreciate universal law. For me, it removes the potential mystery that could surround my circumstances. I know what to expect based on the seeds I plant, and thus I can freely love and enjoy people without being afraid, mistrustful, or angry. I love that the law removes the need for guesswork. One of the great things about it is that it proves itself. You don't have to take anyone's word for its effectiveness. The results of lawful application are satisfying and immediate. Oh, and let me not fail to mention how much I love all of you, my precious teammates. When I think about the love that went into coming up with all the things I love, it boggles my mind. It's like being gifted the home of your dreams where every possible thing that you could ever think of has been included. Well, this is my current home, and since I'm the one praising, giving thanks, and loving it, I'm going to have to conclude that it was all created just for me. Alhamdulillah. If you are not experiencing love, praise, and gratitude at least every now and then, the more the better, you are missing one of the most outrageous tenets of this amazing game. The way a heart feels when it is filled to overflowing. Experiencing these ascension attitudes is a choice you must make. You choose what you are focusing on and the feelings that attend your choices. The things you love about the game may be different from mine. Be that as it may, take the time to make your own list and look at it when you feel overwhelmed with the game's multitudinous challenges. The energy you'll receive from keeping your heart stimulated will be a great boon for you and give you the strength to keep going when the going gets tough. Remember, while playing this game, a wide range of situations is constantly being presented, and challenges, some very difficult, are commonplace. Think of all the hurdles you have already cleared and how daunting each one felt when you were facing it. Well, guess what? Whatever it was, you overcame it and emerged stronger as a result. While playing the game, it helps to don the robes of the hero. Let's bring to mind the student who wants to be a doctor but hates chemistry. When you realize that something is inevitable, don't waste time being mad about it or procrastinating and avoiding. Roll up your sleeves and tackle it, knowing that the end, self-realization, will definitely justify the means.